Kingpin is a new drama about a Mexican drug cartel in the U.S. Dragnet, well, the new updated version would probably have made the Just the Facts man, Joe Friday, blush. But neither, according to television commentator Cynthia Fuchs, are as innovative as two other cop shows about police in Los Angeles.
Recent controversy over Kingpin and Dragnet suggests they're pushing network envelopes. Both series feature explicit violence. Kingpin, in particular, faces complaints of racial stereotyping. It's not fair that its Mexican drug dealers and murderers are expected to represent all Hispanics, and yet, too often, viewers expect just that. Such recurrent debates are surely worth having. Public discussion can help to fight prejudice and reshape perceptions. But new images and ideas can also serve the cause. Surprisingly, perhaps, Fox's Fastlane and The Shield on FX are delivering some strikingly original ideas, especially when it comes to race relations. Both set in L.A., they draw on the city's mythic investments in illusion and spectacle. They also examine bigotry, systemic corruption, and self-righteous aggression. Fastlane does so flamboyantly, set against gorgeous beaches and pulsing dance clubs. Ex-MTV VJ Bill Bellamy and Peter Facinelli are mod squatty undercover cops, with Tiffany Thiessen as their tough chick lieutenant. Created by Charlie's Angels director McGee with the Fast and the Furious fan base in mind, the series delivers state-of-the-art effects, cool tunes, and excessive male bonding. Every week, the partners box, shoot hoops, and compare weapons. Call it Straight Boy Camp.
That's who I am. Who are you?
Who am I?
Do you see a ball anywhere? Do you hear a whistle? No! Okay? This isn't a game, dude. It's not a game.
Such overkill is the basis of Fastlane's surprisingly insightful parody of the standard interracial buddy dynamic. As the guys deal with the sprawling communities in L.A., they also treat each other with respect, neither cornered by stereotype. Dressed up and sexed up, they pursue their own moral code. It may or may not involve breaking the law, but it always involves looking fabulous. By contrast, the Shield's cops look dirty. Their L.A. is scary, replete with greed, betrayal, and regret. While creator Sean Ryan says he was inspired by the Rampart scandal, the show is focused on the present, specifically race and class anxieties. Led by Vic Mackey, who is played by Michael Chiklis, the strike team routinely goes to horrifying extremes. To maintain what they call order, the team has murdered, raped, and tortured. They've lately extended their domain, crossing the border into Mexico, to terrorize a dealer who did them wrong.
We can't make arrests in Mexico.
Now, once we get him back home, it won't matter how we got there.
Look, this is insane. His buddies are out looking for us right now. We got our money. Let's just dump him and go.
This prick was willing to poison dozens of strangers. If we leave him here, you think he won't come looking for payback?
Well, how are we supposed
Vic's sense of absolute rightness is both familiar and chilling, an indictment of authority that feels entitled and goes unchecked. This season, The Shield is pushing past its initial shock tactics to examine their context, with increasing focus on Benito Martinez as the ambitious captain, CCH Pounder as a tenaciously moral detective, and Michael Jace as a Christian cop fighting his own gayness. Each of these struggles adds to The Shield's complex social snapshot. It's about a time and place. And, as ferocious as he can be, Vic's ethical border crossing is less deviant than symptomatic. He's part of a culture of fear that condones racial profiling and arrests that are not strictly legal. By making viewers uncomfortable, The Shield also asks them to consider their own complicity in the process.
Cynthia Fuchs is a commentator for NPR and film and TV editor for PopMatters.com. Next week, Steve Inskeep will bring you all the facts on the new Dragnet.